This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if at any time you'd like to call in, please do. You know the drill. If not, here it is, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We have the mind of Christ, period. Listen, a lot going through me today. What's important, Lord? This is what I'm going to highlight. I'm going to name names. This may go two or three shows. And with that said, there's a lot of people that are claiming, namely, especially celebrity status, that are proclaiming that they are saved. And when you look at who they are and what it is that they came from, the worse the better in many cases. But you got to ask the question, where's the conversion? And I'm going to get to that as well in a couple minutes here. But what comes to my mind right now is this guy named Kanye West, this rapper, who said recently that he is going to do a worldwide youth evangelical sweep. It's very suspicious to me, friends. The Bible clearly tells us when you go to 1 Thessalonians 5:12, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. Now, Jesus' name is going to be lifted up regardless. But when I say to you concerning Kanye West, what's suspicious about him? What's interesting, friends, is how the doors are wide open to him concerning celebrity status. Kanye West is at Joel Osteen's church. Thousands of people get saved. I'm curious to know how that works without the laws, the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. It's a gospel, friends. It's a modern gospel. It runs contrary to Scripture. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Matthew 4:17. Acts 2:38, Luke 24:47, the list goes on. Mark 1:15, it's all the same. Repent for the kingdom of heaven. If it's not his prophet that went before him, John the Baptist, that declared that, then it was Jesus himself. And that if it wasn't Jesus himself, it was those that were born again of the Spirit, John 3:3, namely his apostles that were giving forth the message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now the message is God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. It's completely contrary. And when you look at the disciples, 11 of the 12 that were martyred, one must ask the question, why was it that they were hated by all men for my name's sake? Today, that they're loved by everybody. And when you look at a heretic like Joel Osteen, Folks, just like my big brother Charles Spurgeon rightly said, the Prince of Preachers back in the 1700s, he said that the church that the world loves the most is that that one that God hates the most. That's exactly right, because that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Now, going back to this, Kanan West at Joel Osteen's church said, "I'm the greatest artist God ever created." Now, I never, ever heard his music before. Listen, I have a huge music background. We've worked with labels from Geffen Records to Warner Brothers to working on another project to working with top world-class producers worldwide. Some of them are even endorsing me on the radio. As if you pay attention to the names, you'll catch the names. So I have a background in music in a big way, and I'm endorsed by major companies as well. And so with that said, what's interesting to note is how these guys come out of the world, then they claim their Christian status, but you don't see the conversion. You don't see the fruit of repentance. You see a Jesus, a faceless Jesus, where Scripture's never used when identifying who the Christ is. And it's interesting, Jesus said the first prerequisite was to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. But what do we hear from these modern day professors, friends? Well, we hear from them that I'm the greatest artist of all time. And again, Scripture warns us, friends, concerning these things, because when you go to 1 Timothy chapter 3, it says in verse 6, not a novice, a new convert, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Okay? Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Now, going back to Kanan West, folks, he calls himself the greatest artist in the world. Again, I have a huge background in music. Okay, I'm a drummer for one of the best rock bands in the Christian scene over the last 20 years. I didn't say that. Others said that. Kanan West is saying that of himself. Okay, let another man praise you, the Bible says. Folks, I never listen to any of his music, and I don't mean to be scattered, but I'm collecting my thoughts because I know this is where I'm supposed to go today. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Folks, he calls himself the greatest artist of all time. I went and just did one search on a video that he did, and it's got over 505 million views on it. And the name of the song is I Love It. And it was the sickest thing. I can't even believe that this is online. You call me stupid, but I'll tell you what we couldn't get away with is exactly what these guys are getting away with. And what they're doing is they're picking the baser sort, the less talented, and they're giving them the camera. It's just like Satan when he said to Jesus, "Hey, listen, I want to show you all the kingdoms of the world, and if you just fall down and worship me, I'll give all of these things to you." Right? And what did Jesus say? It is written, "Get behind me, Satan. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." We're only to worship him and him only. And the list goes on with common sense. But I got to tell you, friends, the talent level with these guys that they're pushing out there now is so debased, so talentless, that they're so reprobate that they actually think that they are the greatest. And why is that? Because the enemy means to do so by lowering the bar rather than raising the bar, understanding and keeping in mind that people will always rise to the level of expectation. Well, let me tell you what, friends, in America, in the music scene, a lot of that is history. Okay? I'm going to come back to this, and we're going to talk about Lauren Daigle as well. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Anytime you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Still gathering my thoughts here. It's Kanye West. Thank you, Diane. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, during the break, I had to go look it up. And by the way, this should show you, friends, that I didn't plan this. And it's not like I want to put his light out. Listen, Christ is going to be glorified regardless, but we don't want another con man or a counterfeit, one claiming to be something that he's not under false pretenses, and a fiend, a walk, friends, counterfeit, okay? The Bible clearly tells us and warns us of this over and over and over and over again. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, we got Kanye West, who just went over to heretic Joel Osteen's church, and he said, I am the greatest artist God ever created. Now, I want you to listen to this and listen carefully, because you have to understand why things are getting progressively worse, okay? The talent level in music in so many different ways is completely gutted of the pith and marrow of true talent. When Kanye West said that he was the greatest of all time, I had to go online and listen to just one of his songs. And folks, I got to tell you, I couldn't believe how talentless it was and how talentless this guy is. Okay? And it's funny, friends, that he's talking about going on a tour to revive the youth on a worldly basis. It's like, are you kidding me, dude? And when you go to Scripture in 1 Timothy, the Bible clearly tells us not a novice. I'm trying to figure out how that worked, man. I'll tell you what, when the Lord broke me, and he still is, by the way, until a man, Kanye, becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. You're still talking about yourself. You're still talking about what you have. Okay? You're being put up. Hey, Brother Kanye, got a question for you, dog. Where's the cross of Jesus Christ? Where's the denying yourself and taking up your cross and following him? Man, you're being lifted right back up out into the limelight, aren't you, through the heretic's church himself, Mr. Osteen's church. People need to get around this guy and give him the gospel. I'll tell you another one is Brian Head Welsh from Korn. He goes out there and he gives out his definition of what Christianity is. Again, a modern gospel, law missing in action, grace false, used as an occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5. has no idea, folks. They can quote scripture little by little, the ones that they were taught in church, as like a little nugget that they hold on to rather than knowing the whole thing in context. And then what they do is they talk about their conversion, and then they get back into the band Korn, namely Brian Welch's band, and then Ed Welch, and then what does he do? He goes back and plays the same music that he said he just got converted from. Someone want to help me with this? This is ridiculous, and it's hypocrisy to no end. Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. Now, I hope it's true, and over time, we're going to know if it's true or not. But I'll tell you what, when I see people call themselves Christians, the first thing I want to see is the cross. I want to see the cross that they bear, because that's where real faith is. If there is no real faith, there is no cross. And folks, I'm telling you this, I'm not seeing a cross. I'm seeing more glam. I'm seeing more fame come out of this. And folks, I've never been starstruck a day in my life. I could care less who they are. I do care if they truly get saved. Matter of fact, going back to Brian Head Welch at the NAMM show a couple years ago, I went up and tracked him. I just broke right into his little circle of worshipers, and I told him, hey, dude, read these. This is important. As a matter of fact, if you want to watch the video, go to my YouTube page, Bradley Dean YouTube. We got a whole bunch of them. Van Halen, Pantera, Ozzy, Dio, you name it, folks. We've tracked these guys, and we're teaching them what the Scripture tells us and bringing about real conversion. And we're not seeing the fruits of repentance from a lot of these guys. Alice Cooper's another one. Well, Bradley, you're being judgmental. You better bet your bottom dollar I'm going to be judgmental. We're to prove those that we labor with. Did you know that back during the Puritans? And then a little time after, 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, even in the 1900s, did you know that you could not be a part of a church until you were first proven for a year to 3 years? They needed to know that you were the real deal before you could be a member of that body. Now nobody cares about it. No, nobody vets anybody anymore. I'll tell you what King David did. He said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord, that have departed from wickedness. Proverbs 16:6. I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. Just wait until the cross comes and we'll see where these guys go, because it will tell you if they're the real deal or not. I want to show you in Scripture right now, friends. When you go to 2 Corinthians 7, it says, For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Okay? For behold, this selfsame thing, that if you sorrowed after a godly sort, I'm sorry for violating and transgressing God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, which is sin, and going to Exodus chapter 20 and reading God's moral law, which Jesus never came to abrogate. I can give you scripture references there as well. If you want to call in, I can give them to you. 1-866-582-9933. What comes to my aid right now is Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40 verse 8, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:8, Matthew 5, Jesus said, think not that I've come to destroy the law. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. And then he also talked in about Romans 3:31, that we make void not the law, we establish it through faith. Though we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. The law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers, just so you know. This is a completely modern gospel. This is why you have God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. This is why you have preachers in the United States of America that are praised by men, rather than being hated for all men's sake, the way that Jesus said, when you're my disciple, you're going to be hated for my name's sake. Okay? And he said that was love in John 15 as well. I'm over in Matthew last night, so I'm getting John in there as well in thought. But listen, for behold the selfsame thing, this is godly sorrow, that you sorrowed after a godly sort. I'm sorry for offending you, God. Luke 15, the prodigal son, read that when you get a moment. What carefulness it wrought in me. Why? Because thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. That's real grace. Yeah, what clearing of yourselves. I want to walk in the countenance, the light of God's countenance. I want to be right before him. The Lord says, without holiness no man shall see the Lord. Well, the Bible also commands us to be ye holy as I am holy. The Lord didn't say, friends, and by the way, those were commandments. He didn't say do your best. That's not what he said at all. He said, be ye perfect and walk before me, didn't he? Yes, it's a work of the Holy Ghost, regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Read Titus 3 when you get a moment. But the fact of the matter is, friends, yes, it's a work, but I'm constantly striving to know more of who he is as he sanctifies me unto obedience under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, okay? Establishing the sure mercies of David, order to right and sure, 2 Peter, okay? Chapter 1. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, liberation from sin. Keep in mind, Jesus came in Matthew 1:21. He came into the world to save his people from their sin, not in their sin. Okay? Moving on, 2 Corinthians 7:11. Yeah, what fear? Fear of what? Fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? Well, we perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord, 2 Corinthians 7:1. The fear of the Lord is hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate, saith the Lord. He said, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Okay, that's Proverbs 8. Okay, so we understand what the fear of the Lord is. Filial. You hear about the two little boys? One was bad, one was good. The bad boy said to the good little boy, he said, hey, let's go break some windows. The good little boy said to the bad boy, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to displease my father. The bad boy said to the good boy, well, every time you do something wrong, he's always good to you. And the good boy said to the bad boy, he said, that's why I don't want to break any windows. That's the fear of the Lord. That's filial. Diabolicals, I'm scared to death. I better do this or else. Okay? 2 Corinthians 7:11. What vehement desire? Vehement towards what? Well, the blood of Jesus is the great sin killer. And if I've been washed in the blood, Revelations 1, Verse 5, unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Guess what? If I see the price paid for my sin, because he is the propitiation for the sins of the world, he's redeemed me through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins found in Colossians. Guess what's going to happen, friends? I'm not going to do anything to offend because I understand the price paid on my behalf through his sacrifice on Calvary. Yeah, what zeal. Yeah, what revenge. What revenge? Revenge upon what? Revenge upon sin. Friends, not giving our way ourselves to it. But folks, standing in the grace of God and overcoming it through the faith that he's given unto us. 1 John 5. Okay? This is what we need to understand. This is not what we're seeing today. And I also want to make this point as well. These people continuously promote the very things that the Lord condemns. What are you talking about? Well, when you look at the Bible, again, friends, we're to come out from among them, right? We're to be ye separate, 2 Corinthians 6. But the Bible tells us, friends, that we are to beware of the spirit of Antichrist. I'll identify that when we come back, and I want to get to Lauren Daigle, and I also want to get to names, because I am going to name names, because many of these people are not hiding a thing, friends, as to who they really are, though they profess their Christianity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three more days of public hearings are expected this week in the ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio says this whole entire process has been unfair.
What we're going to do is focus on getting the truth out, and it's not as easy for our side. These are all Adam Schiff's witnesses, all the depositions that he did in the secret hearing, all the selective leaks they had. He can call witnesses when he wants. He even stopped us from asking questions.
Yeah, and
like
yet...
when we asked Colonel Vindman who he talked to after the July 25th call, a guy subpoenaed by Congress to answer congressional questions, and only Adam Schiff got to ask the questions he wanted.
Jordan speaking there on Fox News. Police are still trying to piece together what happened outside a Duncan, Oklahoma Walmart that led to three people, including the shooter, to be killed this morning. Police did not reveal if the suspects knew the victims, but they say there's no longer a danger to the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I wanted to let you know that I just seen some headlines here now. Faith Hill and Tim McGraw are selling out the Second Amendment as well, friends. And you're seeing these celebs come together in their covenant of hell, which again will be disannulled. If folks, it will be disannulled just like their covenant of death. I don't care what they have to say. I care about the laws that have been established, period. But check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go online, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, as well. If you want to watch this live, go to, to Sons of Liberty Media. You can watch this live on YouTube. Got lots of friends. It's slowly growing over their friends if they're not slashing our numbers in half every night. But aside of that, you can also go over to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach. And if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, these people that I'm highlighting today, I was just talking about Mr. West, and now I'm going to talk about Lauren Daigle. I was talking about Brian Head Welch. I was talking about Alice Cooper. It's interesting how they talk about how they've been saved from their sins, but yet they go back and they preach what they were folks supposedly saved from. They go back to the same filth. Alice Cooper chops the heads off. He keeps promoting the same music. I'm trying to figure out where the old man is. All things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm not seeing the new, but I am seeing the old, and I'm seeing the resurrection of the old, not the resurrection of Christ through them. And these people, by the way, friends, aren't preaching Christ crucified. They're enemies of the cross, okay? They don't understand the power of God into salvation. This is why they succumb and then use the grace of God as an occasion to cover their sins up, which is only going to bring them to what? The gates of hell. Jesus said those that continue in their sin are going to die in their sin. And there's a purpose that he talked about hell over 54 times. Now keep in mind, I'm not a hellfire preacher because it's not scriptural. What's scriptural is Luke 12:4. You're to fear God. You're to repent before God, not repent before hell. You're not to fear hell, friends. That's a consequence of unrepented sin. Okay? But again, friends, I'm just highlighting the fact that there's so much of this stuff going on, and I'm just seeing false conversions. And I'm also seeing them continuously promote the very things that Jesus bled Calvary to free us from, namely our sins. For all that is in the world, friends, is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the Bible tells us in 1 John 2:15, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Okay, verse 17, and the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now listen carefully. Little children, verse 18, it is the last time, and as you have heard that the Antichrist shall come. What is an Antichrist? One that promotes crosslessness, friends. Ones that promote the spirit of the world, the lust of the flesh, the love of the world, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of the life, and pride of life and the love of the world. That's what an Antichrist does, and that's exactly what these people promote, friends. There's no distinction made in their preaching whatsoever. None. Nada. And it should scare the bejeepers out of every single one of you. I was going to say H-E double hockey sticks, right? Ezekiel 44:23 says, and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane. Do you remember going to Lauren Daigle? Do you remember when she was asked on radio if homosexuality was a sin? Grammy-nominated Christian music artist. By the way, she's not sure if she's a Christian or not. Lauren Daigle was asked on the Dominic Nady show, do you feel that homosexuality is a sin? Right? Her reply has left many Bible-believing Christians scratching their heads. This is common sense, friends. She said, you know, I can't honestly answer on that in the sense of I have too many people that I love that they are homosexuals. Wait a second. Okay, there's the problem right there. That you love. And it shows you that she has not been converted yet. Why? The first commandment, Matthew 22, verse 37. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, soul, and strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is namely like unto this. Okay? You've got to have the first in place. And who gives you that love? Romans 5:5. The Holy Ghost puts it into your heart. It's a holy love. It's the love of God that's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost of Israel. Okay? In other words, if you have the love of God in you, what offends God's going to offend you. What God hates, you're going to hate. What God loves, you're going to love. Okay? Lauren Daigle is not, friends, the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. Kanan West is not the standard. Joel Osteen is not the standard. The heretics in the church are not the standard, friends. Alice Cooper is not the standard. Brian Head Welch is not the standard. I am not the standard. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, is the standard, okay? Let's get that straight. But I want to say this. You can't love your neighbor as yourself until the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. And it's not there until you love him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And who does that? Well, I just told you in Romans 5:5, the Holy Ghost pours that love into you. And I want to say this to Lauren Daigle, if by chance you might be listening. You say that you have a lot of friends that are homosexuals and that you love them. Well, let me tell you something. If you love them, then why haven't you told them what the Word of God says? Again, the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I hear people say this all the time. Well, I love them. I just want to win them to Jesus. No, you hate them. Number one, because you haven't told them the truth. Leviticus 19:17 says, when your brother sins and you fail to rebuke him for his sin, you hate your brother. And the Bible talks about it in the New Testament where you are a murderer. You're equated to a murderer. Okay? For not telling them the truth that they might be made and set free. John 8:32, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Okay? Don't sit there and tell me, hey, God loves them more. And God's looking for faithful witnesses that deliver souls. And the problem is he can't find too many of them. Because too many people have too much to lose. They'd rather hold on to their homosexual friends and call themselves Christians for a little, what, eternal security, they think? It's not scriptural, friends. Rather than pleasing God, just like Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, and my big brother in the book of Galatians. He's not here to please men. He's here to please God. And these people, they spoil the souls of men by what? Flattering with their tongue and withholding the truth that is to set them free. My goodness. You know what? Let me give you a first-hand experience. Back in the 90s, used to tour across the country. As a matter of fact, a place called Pinochles in Louisiana. This is where Lauren Daigle's from, by the way. And I used to play there, and in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas City, Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota. We'd go out on the West Coast. We'd tour all over the country. And we had a bass player. And I actually preached at this Salvation Army. And you want to talk about real deal preachers, man. Look at Catherine Booth and William Booth. Oh, my goodness. Whoa, friends. Matter of fact, I'm going to pull up this quote. But I had this guy that was in our band. He was our bass player. And it was interesting to note that I was on tour with him for a year and a half. And to say that, I was crying out to God during that time. The Lord was rotting within me repentance. And I didn't know that this kid was actually a pastor's kid. And that guy's 53 years old today, and he's still running from God. He's still severing his own conscience. His own conscience, I'm sorry, which means with knowledge. And I remember when I found out after I got saved that he was a PK kid, that I was so offended that that guy knew the truth, and not at any one point, did he ever tell me what I didn't know. Never a word. And as a matter of fact, that was William Booth that said the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be Christianity without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, and politics without God, heaven without hell. Is that what we're seeing today? Yeah, that's what we're highlighting right now. Just because people say, yeah, I'm a Christian, and they don't even know the doctrine, John 7:17. Are they out there fishing for men? No, they're not fishing for men. You want to know why? Because they're not following the Christ. Matthew 4:19 says that when you follow me, Jesus said, he said, I'll make you to become fishers of men. They're not fishing for men. They're not saying, Lord, send me. They're saying, Lord, make me famous. Lord, make me wealthy. Lord, gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. Oh, the Word of God, I love God so much, I have no desire for His Word. I've heard people say that. And this is the exact kind of mushroom converts these people are creating. Lauren Daigle, when she was asked, do you feel that homosexuality is a sin? She said, I can honestly answer on that in the sense of I have too many people that I love that are homosexuals. Daigle responded, I can't say one way or the other. I'm not God. So when people ask questions like that, that's why we go to. She said, I'm not God, so when people ask questions like that, that's why my go-to is, I'm sorry, why my go-to is, I just say, read the Bible and find out for yourself. Aren't you to be a written epistle for all men to read, Mrs. Daigle? See, this is the problem. We have too many people in this country that call themselves Christians, and they don't even know the doctrine. Whoa! They love them so much, they disobey them at every given opportunity. This is what we see all across the boards in this country. I want to say this too. People say, well, Bradley, you're judging him. No. I want to say this. I'm giving you the judge's word. I'm giving you his word. If you don't like that, then you have a problem with the Lord. That's your problem, not mine. You need to repent. Okay? You know, if you're not zealous against error, it's because you're not zealous for the truth. You understand that? If you're not zealous against error, it's because you're not zealous for the truth. That's just the bottom line. My goodness, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, bleeds Calvary red with his blood. He drags his cross to the top of Golgotha, Calvary. He gets beaten, mocked, scourged. You're not jealous over that, people that have been saved by him? I am. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
George Whitefield, the Great Awakening preacher, said, left to himself, man is half beast and half devil. I want you to, this is why I'm trying to clothe you in Scripture, that you put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, we should also walk in the Spirit. And the Bible is clear, friends, that we're to come out from among them, be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. Instead of speaking of Lauren Daigle and her homosexual friends that she says she loves so much, instead of telling them the truth that they might repent before God and be liberated in Christ, John 8:32, she loves them all the way to hell. Because that's exactly what she's doing. What she's doing is she's putting herself in the place of the divine, in the place of Christ, and saying, you know what, I don't need to actually give them my Father's word. That's what she's doing. How many 144,000 people die every day, unbeknownst to them, on the globe? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. I want to make a point here. I said this may go on for 2 or 3 days. Got a whole other section of this tomorrow. Folks, when I first got saved back in the early 2000s, what's interesting to note is I was in a band called Junkyard Prophet, and we started to play with national bands immediately. And we were voted the number one band in the country during that particular time. And once I got into the church, it wasn't at all what I thought it was going to be. That's where the snakes were at. Oh, my gosh. When you read scripture, folks, you can find that Jesus cast out devils. Where were they? They were in the synagogues. Folks, I'm telling you, in America today, in the Gentile church, it is in the churches. Whoa. When John called them a bunch of vipers, oh, I get it. I totally get it. Watch out. Watch out. And by the way, they're not my excuse as to why I don't follow Christ. They are the reason I do follow the Christ, because it's my responsibility to right the wrongs. Okay? I want you to listen to this. Speaking of Lauren Daigle, she said that she loved her homosexual friend so much that she couldn't tell him the difference if it was sin or not. Scripture is very clear. Over 33 times. God calls homosexuality an abomination. Okay? It's a felony in every state in our union. Okay? I don't care what the Supreme Court... I don't care what the one that was appointed to queerify Harvard, Alina Kagan, that never judged a case a day in her life. I don't care what that devil says. I don't care. Honest to God, I don't care what she has to say. I care what the Word of God has to say. I care about what the Constitution has to say. And it's a felony in every state in this union, okay, and in our union. As Christians, we understand that the Bible does not categorize sin into lesser or greater degrees of sin. But in this case, it does. In most recent years, however, homosexuality has been elevated into the spotlight, mostly due to the agenda that has been afoot to normalize it. That's right. And it's all zeroed in on your children, friends. As I told you 15 years ago, as you now see, okay? And what better way to gain acceptance than by going to the Christian community and attempting to force its acceptance on the church? That's why Lauren Daigle's going to be asked these questions, because the world's saying if she calls it a sin, we're not going to have them a part of our system that Satan gave to us, okay? That's exactly why they're questioning her, for the record. And you can see she stays neutral. I want to tell you something, friends. You got one foot in the world, and you got one foot in the church. You want to ride the fence? You better understand that Satan owns the fence. The Lord said to come out from among them. He said that friendship with the world is enmity with God, and if you're friends with it, guess what he said? He calls you adulterers and adulteresses. Read James 4:4 when you get a moment. Hey, you can't justify being conformed a little to the world and a little to God. You can't partake with the Lord's table and with the devil's table. You just can't do it. The Lord condemns it. Okay? Either you're in or you're out. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I want you hot or I want you cold. Revelation 3:19. But I want you to check this out before the end of the hour. We're going to do another part on this tomorrow, because there's so much to this. What if the same approach were taken regarding other forms of sin that the Bible mentions, besides homosexuality? And by the way, the homosexuals ask the question because they want to set themselves up as the victim in the face of the people. Okay, that's why they do this. What if Lauren Daigle were asked the following questions? Would her same response be honest or make any biblical sense? Is adultery a sin? And Lauren Daigle says, I can't honestly answer on that, in the sense of, I have too many people that I love who have been cheated on by their spouses. Just think about the irrationality of their answers, okay? Is fornication a sin? By the way, 1 Corinthians 6:9, okay? Matthew 5, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. Speaking of adultery, yes, it's a sin. Is fornication a sin? Sex before marriage? Yes, it's a sin. I can't honestly answer that. Let's say Lauren answered to that. In the sense of that I have too many people that I love who love to have sex outside of marriage. Well, Lauren, is lying a sin? Well, I can't honestly answer on that, in the sense that I have too many people that I love who choose to lie. These are all violations of moral law, too, by the way, in the United States of America. Okay? Is stealing a sin, Lauren? Well, I can't honestly answer on that, in the sense that I have too many people that I love who steal, right? Well, Lauren, is drunkenness a sin? Well, I can't honestly answer on that, in the sense of that I have too many people that I love who get drunk. Hey, Lauren, got a question for you. She who cannot answer if homosexuality is a sin. Is witchcraft a sin? Well, I can't honestly answer on that in the sense that I have too many people that I love who like witchcraft, which is rebellion towards God. Now, the above examples point out the hypocritical and selective, that's the word, selective reasoning that is used when it comes to the issues of homosexuality. Let's use biblical terms, sodomy. Let's use biblical terms, crimes against nature, Romans 1:24. Something is either sin or is not, okay? Sin is the transgression of God's moral law. Based upon God's objective word, okay? In the Bible, the same book Daigle claims to read, homosexuality is clearly a sin. Romans 1:26 through 32, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10 talks about effeminacy. Jude 1:7, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, 1 Peter, folks, again, 33 references, okay? But we cannot show true love by lying to someone and telling them that they are right before God when they are in spiritual bondage. Exactly. Jesus came to give abundant life to those rescued out of the thralls of sin. He did not make his commands to be a burden placed upon us, John 10:10, 1 John 5:3. No. Here, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go there really quick. I want you to hear this. And I'm glad the point is being made. You know what? That's right. Yep, it's 2 John. I want you to listen to this. Most people don't read this far, and this is craziness, but it's great, okay? And this is love, 2 John 1:6. 2 John 1:6, listen carefully. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that, as you have heard from the beginning, so you should walk in it. Oh, love. That's right. Hey, folks, what's the fulfilling of the law? To love your neighbor as yourself. You can't love your neighbor as yourself until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Okay? I'm going to move on here. Okay? Jesus promises that his yoke is easy, his burden is light, and that Christians' walk is to be one of victory that overcomes. Romans 8:37. Made more than conquerors through him that loved us. However, God does give a stern warning to those who know the truth, yet keep it hidden from those who need it. I was making the point that when I first got into the Christian scene, folks, I was making the point when we were first coming out in the early 2000s, Junkyard Prophet, we started to play with all these national bands. And folks, you want to talk about novices? You want to talk about compromisers? You want to talk about those that were in it for the money? Because if that was what they were looking for, they were definitely in the wrong business, let me tell you. You want to talk about a bunch of hypocrites, friends? I've seen it over and over and over and over again, and I was offended by all of it. And you don't have to look for it. It's just there. Because while I'm at home reading the Word, and then I'm out there reading their professed Christian walks, I'm seeing a strong, stark contrast to the Word of God. I'm seeing the cross when I read it, which is in the middle of everything. And then when I go out there and I see their, what they call witnesses, I'm not seeing the cross. I'm not seeing the power of the Holy One of Israel. And I'm saying that for the purpose that the Holy Ghost only bears witness to the truth. Okay? And remember what it says in Acts 5, that the Holy Ghost was given to those that what? Obey. And if you want to take it over to Romans 6, you can do that as well. I'm in 1 John chapter 5, and I'm also in Romans 6, that you've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. Okay, I can take it there for a couple minutes too, but for the sake of time. Okay, there's the hour. It's all up. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet and the people are not warned and a sword comes and takes a person from them, he is taken away in his lawless deeds. Read Matthew 7 as well. But his blood I will require from the watchman's hand. Ezekiel 33 verse 6. Love you by what I do. I'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.